Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you know if you're tracking the right data, the right metrics, the right key performance indicators in your practice? This is something that's huge for us and really helps us make solid decisions within our business. But the prior software that we were using to run our practice made it really, really challenging to actually get that data out and use it in reports. Since we've switched to PGA Everywhere, this has actually become way, way easier for us to be able to have the right data. We have a dashboard of all the things that we actually want to see, the metrics that we want to pull, and it makes our life a lot easier to pull the information that we need to make the right decisions within our business. So if you're running blind, you're not tracking the right things, or you're having a hard time actually pulling everything together, I highly recommend you check out our friends at PT Everywhere and see what they've got going on with their software platform. It's what we use for our practice. It's been a game changer for us. You can check them out at PT Everywhere. .com. I think you really like it. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today I'm talking about a Con Ed course that I went to. This is the first in-person Con Ed course I've been to in a while. We actually hosted a continuing education course. It was a sports manual therapy course that my buddy Toko Nguyen from Institute for Athlete Regeneration, IAR, put on at our facility here in Atlanta. And it was awesome. He's a great instructor. I highly recommend that if you can go to any of his team's courses, if he's teaching great, anybody on their staff was great as well. Just the frameworks that they have were really, really efficient. I think that's just like the best part about the way that he laid stuff out was it was really efficient frameworks for looking at the most significant problems we see in these different body regions, right? So it wasn't just like about everything. It was sort of an 80-20 principle approach, which I think is pretty cool. But I got to sit next to our newest staff member and be his partner the whole time. And you know, I think that I'm very thankful that I get a chance to employ and work with people as smart as the people that we work with on our staff. It's amazing. And I want to share this with you guys because, you know, it's not to necessarily just talk up our staff or their skills and you know, whatever. I think our people are amazing. Every one of our providers, I would send any of my family members to, I would go see. And what I think is cool is that there's a lot of people out there that are like the folks that we work with. There's a lot of clinicians out there that are, you know, I look at it, they're like, it's like their art. It's a thing that they're trying to become the best in the world at. It's a thing that really fascinates them that they want to get better at. And, you know, sadly, it's very hard for people like our staff to use the skill set that they have, that they've worked really hard to acquire, to be able to legitimately help people, you know, and be effective for the vast majority of people that come through the doors. Obviously, we don't get everybody better. Nobody does. There's always unknown variables and things that we just miss. And that's what is part of the fun, is that you can continually get better and better and better and learn more. And then, you know, realize that you're missing something and now you've added that tool to your toolbox and now you're a better provider for it. And it's continual evolution as a provider, you know, within the profession. I think that's actually one of the best parts about it. For some people, maybe that's the most frustrating part about it. But I think if you can, you know, you can be okay with that and you can accept that, it's actually one of the best parts of the profession. But, you know, the weekend was, you know, me and our new staff member working on these different techniques and things, and he's vastly better than me. Like, not even close. And it's just so cool that we get to have people like this, you know, on our team, and we get to support people like this. And if you're a business owner, you know, you started a practice, I honestly think for most people, moving to what we consider a true business, a business that doesn't just focus on you seeing people, you doing everything, you know, you being the sole provider, but somebody that builds a you know, a business that has systems and processes and has other people and there's repeatability and you can grow past yourself to scale, to hire these other people, I think one of the most important reasons to do that is that they exist. And that when you take somebody that is a world-class clinician and you plug them into an environment where they get to work with less people, they get to work with the people that they want to work with, that they are interested in, and they get the time to use all of this vast knowledge, all of this, you know, these skill sets, all this ability to build, you know, a relationship with somebody, build trust, and help them move from a state of avoidance, a state of pain, into a state of activity, you know, and doing the things that they like with the people that they like, and the amount of benefit that that brings to their life is just extraordinary. I don't even know what to, you know, how to value that. Like the return on investment for that is just astronomical. And, you know, we always thought that we wanted to grow past ourselves to really, like, we were like, I want to save these people. We want to save these people that shouldn't be in these high volume clinics, that they know that they're getting burnt out. They know that they're documenting for 2 hours and they hate it. And they have to do all these additional things on top of just being the best in the world at the thing that you're trying to be elite at. And we want to be able to give them the opportunity to use that skill set, you know, and challenge them. Because if somebody doesn't get better, you know, it's not on any other, it's nothing else. You know, they're there to get better. You know it. They've got skin in the game. And take that challenge and be okay with it. And you know, and that's the kind of people that are out there that you can find. You know, so if you're in a practice and it's just you, you know, I think it is up to you to grow past yourself. I think you should do this. Not just for yourself, it's a better place for you as a business owner. It's a safer place in a lot of ways, because what if you get hurt? The hit by the bus test we talk about all the time, but like, what if you get hit by a bus and you're the only person that's answering the phones, that's working with people, you know, that's doing everything? Like, you don't have income then. You've created a job for yourself and you do not have income if something was to happen to you that is bad. And that does happen. You know, it's rare for sure, but it definitely happens. We just don't know. So that's one great reason to move past yourself. But more than that is the ability to build a culture, a team of legitimately elite people that are trying to, you know, be the best that they can be at their profession and support them and be a part of that and let them change the lives of so many other people. Your impact will grow tremendously. You know, the culture, the community that you build will improve your satisfaction as well as you get, as you build this little ecosystem that, you know, really is a great place, an incubator for these people to be the best that they can be. It's really cool to watch. It's really cool to be a part of. And if you haven't gotten to the point where you've grown past yourself, I highly recommend that you set that as a goal. And if you don't know how to do that, you know, this is exactly what we help people with. It's not hard to get in touch with us. You know, if you're trying to figure it out, you know, we can absolutely help you grow past yourself. We've done it with over 100 practices to date. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to watch them take on other clinicians, be able to mentor somewhat, be able to find great people, and really grow their culture, grow their business at the same time, which, you know, on the revenue side, obviously it goes up, but honestly, on the impact side, it goes up dramatically. An impact is just as important as having a profitable business. You don't want to have a profitable business and just feel like, you know, you're just making money with no purpose. Like, that's a huge failure. And that's the cool part about what we do. We have a ton of purpose. We see it with everybody we work with. So I thought it was a fun moment. It was a humbling moment for me. I haven't focused on clinical things in years as we've really moved more towards the business owner side, the business mentoring side. And I can tell you for sure, I'm easily the worst provider in our practice now. Like, it's not even close. And our people are amazing. I'm super excited to just be associated with them. So I hope this helps you. I hope that if you're on the fence about if you should grow past yourself or not, that this gives you some motivation, you know, to do it. You can do it. I know it's scary. It's a crazy step to, you know, hire somebody else. And then, like, you know, they're dependent on you. Like, they pay their mortgage because of you, because of your efforts. They buy food for their family the same way. It's wild to think that, you know, there's a lot of responsibility with that, but there's also a lot of personal satisfaction at the same time as you make it work. So like I said, if you're struggling to get past this, hopefully this helps. If you're looking for, you know, support on actually how to do this, easy to find us. Go to PT Biz or go to physicaltherapybiz.com and you can learn more about what we do and support you in this role. I think it's a huge step. It's a difficult step, but very, very worthwhile step. So hopefully this helps inspire you. Hope you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside of that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT Entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT Entrepreneur, and we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.